Nice clap.
Okay. You want to do it? You take it or no?
We will. All right. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another Bearcast. I said bear.
Why?
It's I'm gonna do it again. I'm gonna do it again. Scratch that, Nads. All right, ready?
Yep.
Okay.
For real scratch?
For real scratch.
Okay, real scratch, Nads. All right.
Okay. Hey, what's up, guys, and welcome to another Bearcast. Thank you guys so much for the positive feedback. It's keeping this going. So I'm so happy that you guys like it, and I just want you guys to know that we're happy making this for y'all.
And this is episode 3.
I know. This is my favorite number.
Really? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know.
3 is my favorite number. I do know.
Thank you. This topic for this Bearcast is one of the most requested ones. I see it in comments all over the place. People are always asking me about my military service, military experience, why I wanted to join. Because I think there's a lot of people out there, especially in the United States, that want to join the military.
Yeah.
And even people at the gym ask me all the time. And so I'm super willing to talk about this topic, especially since I feel like having gone through all of this, there's a lot of things that I would have done differently. And then there's a lot of things I wish someone would have helped me choose.
Oh, nice.
And so I would love to shed as much light on it as possible and hopefully help people make their best choices.
Nice. Yeah. I always hear you talk about whatever regrets you have, or you hear other like two guys talking about, I want to join this, I want to join that. And you're like, oh man, I should probably tell them about all these other things.
Yeah.
But we're usually at a Target or something when we hear this conversation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're at a Target and I overheard these people talking. And I wanted to jump in, but I don't want to be nosy.
Yeah. All right. So let's just jump right into it. So what branch did you serve in, for those of you that don't know?
So I served in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
The United States Marine Corps.
And how old were you when you joined?
I joined when I was 18 years old, right out of high school.
Okay. Let's get a little bit background of what motivated you or inspired you to eventually make that decision.
So I fucked up a lot in my childhood years. Got kicked out a bunch of elementary schools, high schools, stuff
like that.
That's
wild. Every time you say you got kicked out of an elementary school, I think it's so wild because it's elementary. It's, at least for me, it was preschool to fourth grade.
Mine was kindergarten to sixth grade.
Okay, so maybe you got kicked out fifth or sixth.
My first school was first grade.
Oh my Lord. Okay. All right. So we already know how troubled you.
Yeah.
Okay. Before even getting into that then, when did you start getting into like army military stuff? Like when did that like affinity happen?
Ever since I was a kid, I just really liked, the military. I think I always thought it was so my dad would actually sit me down and watch movies and stuff. And one of my dad's hands down favorite movie of all time is Officer and a Gentleman. Did you watch it with Richard Gere?
I don't know.
I think he was a pilot or something. Okay. And his friend ended up hanging himself.
Oh, yes. And then at the end of it, is that scene where he goes into the factory and he picks up his wife, yep, girlfriend, and then they walk out? Yeah, I saw that. Okay.
So that's like, I think, one of my dad's favorite movies of all time.
That's funny because your dad even, like, how does he understand that movie? He barely speaks English.
I don't know. Maybe just through like the body language.
Oh, that's some good acting.
Yeah. And so I grew up watching a bunch of war movies, and yeah, I've always thought it was so dope that the same dudes that was in combat wearing camos and camel paint and fatigue and guns, and then they're the next day they're all dressed up in their ceremonial suit type clothes.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was so dope that, you know, they're like badass and also a gentleman at the same time.
Yeah. How did you even pay attention to that though? Because for me, I just saw... all I remember like as a kid was Rambo. Like Rambo was the dude, right? Like I never wanted to be like Rambo.
I fucking loved Rambo too.
I never wanted to be like Rambo. I never aspired to do anything in his world, but I just knew that Rambo was a badass because he had a big machine gun and then he had the rounds all across his chest. And that's all I knew about the military.
So I watched Rambo when I was a kid, and one of my favorite scenes was, I think he was in like a torture camp. And he's halfway in like this mud and there's fucking leeches crawling all over, right? And sucking his blood. And he takes out his Rambo knife, that big ass like Marine Corps like K-bar, and he scrapes it off like a fucking badass. And I'm like, I want to be that. That's fucking dope.
As a kid. How old were you?
Probably 5, 6.
What the fuck? I think the first time I ever saw a leech, not in person, thank God I've yet to see one. It was in this movie, Stand By Me. It's like four little kids.
I don't think
they hang out and then they see a dead body. Anyway, so they go and they're like,
is it a hood movie?
No, it's not a hood movie. Oh, it's a very white movie. Because
when you said dead body, it made me think of like Boys in the Hood when they first discovered the dead body for the first time.
Oh,
so no, I thought no, I was no. like, oh, is it like Boys in the Hood? But no, it's not.
No. Okay, so there's this part where they're all like having a good time and they're swimming in like this little lake and they get out, right? And I think one of them, and then they start noticing all these things and they're like, oh, and they start pulling it off. And then there's that one scene where the kid, like, he's like terrified and he looks down and then he like goes into his underwear and he pulls a leech out of his like crotch. I think it was like sucking on his dick or something. Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah. And then I was like, oh, so if I would have seen Rambo with the leeches, I would have been completely out. Like
if I watched Rambo and then I watched that movie, I'd be like, that kid's a little bitch. You saw what fucking Rambo did? He would have took his knife and scraped the leech off his dick.
That is wild that you had that at such an age. I can't wait to see what Tiger turns out like.
No, even when I was a kid, like because of that, probably because of that scene, I'd be in Taiwan and mosquitoes are like biting me and I see it. I'm like, I'm going to flex and I'm going to have blood burst you. But of course, like I couldn't squeeze hard enough for the blood to go in and burst the mosquito. So I'd be like, and the mosquito is still biting me. Like, fuck you then. And I'll try to kill it.
What the fuck? Did your parents pick up on this behavior at all?
I don't know. I don't know if they like noticed that I was an alpha boy or not. I don't know. But one thing that my mom always stressed to me, I think because she knows I liked all these war movies and like war things, she used to tell me Wen Wu Suang Quan, which is a Chinese proverb for like all the war generals and like war military officials. It means Wen, which is like scholarly or literature. Wu is martial, like combat. And then Suang is both. And Quan means complete. So she would always tell me, like, when was Swan Train? You got to be physical and you also got to be intellectual at the same time.
Yeah. So how did that translate into your life?
So she was super for Kung Fu or any type of thing that was going to make me more physically inclined or more athletic.
Oh, that's
which
tight.
Is why I never got toys, right? I never got toys. But when it came to sporting goods, I always got sporting goods. Like if I go, hey, mommy, can I have that Nerf gun? I'm like, no, fuck you. I'm like, all right.
She said, no, fuck you.
No, but in her own way.
In a Vietnamese accent?
Yeah. But if I was like, hey, mom, can I have the hockey stick? She'd be like, of course, hockey good, sport, yeah.
She wanted things to stimulate your mind.
Yeah, so I had, like, my toy chest was just all sports gear. Like, tennis racket, hockey fucking stick, rollerblades, that
what
kind
is
of
a,
stuff.
What is a stick?
It's a wobbly hockey stick. It's a new one.
Oh, okay.
It's a new one for the time.
Okay, so then at what point in your... Okay, so we know that as like a five-year-old freaking crazy kid, you were into leeches and big knives and guns and Rambo.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, and a killer suit and then a nice suit.
Yeah, like combat and then gentleman.
Yes,
yeah,
so you're very alpha as a five-year-old.
I think so.
That's wild. And then at what point were you like, these military branches exist and I want to go into this specific one?
So I thought I knew what I wanted when I was my second time as a junior year.
Okay, let's talk about that. Why were you a junior twice?
So I got in trouble a lot, got expelled and stuff like that. Yeah. And then so one of my last resorts was my mom found this military school and she was like, hey, like you need a really... change yourself up. Here's a last chance. You can come here and, you know, they'll maybe give you some discipline or something like that.
What was this military school?
This was called Army and Navy Academy in San Diego, Carlsbad to be exact.
Okay.
And so I was like, fuck it, let's go there. But because you have to know military traditions, you can't just come in as a senior. You have to know it. Like you come in, I think, a month or two early before school starts, you can learn all that stuff. So when school starts, you can hit the academics hard and already know like the culture and how to behave and like your boarding school where the showers are at, where the what they call the mess hall, which is where you eat, all that stuff is at. So you have to come in as a junior. So even though I already finished junior year, they're like, you have to repeat your junior year. And I'm like, fuck it, I didn't think I was gonna get kicked out of that school. So I was like, fuck it, let's go there. And at that school, they're Army and Navy based, but heavily Army based.
I see. Okay, so why did they take you to a military school and why didn't you just go to like another school district?
So I did actually go to another school district. Okay. So I went to Shudos High School for freshman and half of sophomore year. I got kicked out of that high school and my cousin, who was a FOB, was killing it at Mark Keppel, which is in Alhambra.
What cousin's was on what side?
On my dad's side.
Oh.
Victor, the one that was in the Navy.
Oh, I forgot about your dad's side.
Yeah.
We're not very close to his dad's side.
But we did go to like his baby something at like some Cantonese seafood restaurant.
Like forever ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Victor was killing it. He was like president of the calculus class, captain of the badminton team, killing it in his fob ways.
Yeah, he is. That's really, you're right.
Yeah, he's like he's like the Tim Brady of, or Tom Brady of fobs. You're making me.
And okay.
So my dad's like, you got to go there. Maybe you can learn from him. So I'm like, cool. And what was really interesting is when I moved from Cerritos to live with my dad, because my parents are divorced, I moved in with.
I like that this was divorce. The sign, you open up your fingers as wide as they go. It's a two sign. And it
should be probably like this.
Yeah.
Chinese six.
It should be like this.
Yeah. So my parents are divorced. My dad lives in Omani. Somehow my dad convinced Victor to move in with me. So he wanted his like habits to rub off on me.
God damn, I didn't know that story.
Yeah, so my dad, you know, my daddy has four bedrooms, right?
Yeah.
Two of them were usually reserved for roommates to rent out and make more money. And so instead of having me having my own room and Victor having his own room, my dad wanted him to rub off on me. So what he did was both me and his beds are in one bed and then two desks in the other room. So I can see his lifestyle, his sleeping habits.
Yeah, what did you think of him at that time?
And then I can study with him in the other room.
That is, I love your parents' logic, by the way. That is funny. So your parents were never like, okay, what can we do to connect with this boy? Like, did they ever sit down and talk to you, like, why you were so troubled?
I don't think connection is a color that exists in the Asian parent rainbow.
That is wild.
I think you're almost saying like, hey, have you ever heard of ultraviolet? And you need specific glasses to see it. It's like,
oh,
that.
Shit. Okay, so I'm just kind of being nosy now. But what was your cousin like? Because how much older is he?
I think he's about 3 years older than me.
Was he like, man, fuck this little kid? Because like every year when you're like in high school or junior, like it's a big year. Like 365 days is a big time.
Yeah, I don't know what his true thoughts were. I never really connected with him. I just already knew, oh, he's a badminton player, fucking calculus. I always thought he was a geek already.
So you weren't even trying to connect because he was a bitch, aka a bitch.
Well, I was trying to. You know, I was trying to like, there's times where like I hung out with my friends. I would try to invite him to come and stuff like that.
Oh, but that's very nice of you.
Because I'm like, he's family, you know? So that's like, tight. But I think we're just different people. It was really, really hard to connect with them.
Okay, so now
you did borrow Tyson a couple times when he went on these dates. I think he was trying to like impress a girl. And Tyson was a little puppy, so he was cute as fuck. You know when girls, they get horny as fuck when they see little puppies?
Oh, do we?
So I think that's how he got his girl, yeah.
Oh, I've never gotten horny from seeing a puppy. Not once.
But you know you want to have sex with the dude if you see him bring a puppy.
No, I don't. Because I'm like, why is this fucking guy bringing a puppy? Like, I'm trying to make out and shit, and he's all just trying to be with a puppy? That's weird.
Well, you're very forward, but most girls don't make out until they see the puppy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, a puppy to me is just getting in the way, even though I think they're cute as fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then you're attending this, I was going to say college, this high school that your Batman cousin is in.
Badminton, yeah.
What did I say?
It sounded like Batman.
I said Batman.
Oh, okay.
Badminton.
Yeah.
Like B-A-D.
Badmintons.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Badminton. Okay, I'm going to stop saying because it's going to sound wrong now.
Okay.
Okay, so now you're at this high school and you're like, all right, I'm going to do good.
I'm going to try.
I'm going to be a good boy.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
And then what happened? Why did you get in trouble again?
So I went to the school and I lived with my cousin in his room, and then we had our own study rooms. And then the first 3 weeks going there, I get into my first fight.
Oh my God.
And so I get suspended. I remember coming home that day and my cousin gave me a ride home. Because he was also my ride there and back. I came home and my dad just looked at me and he didn't even yell at me. And that, I wish he would have yelled at me.
I know that feeling.
Because I already got kicked out of so many schools. This is supposed to be my last chance.
At this point, at how many?
So first grade, third grade, junior high, maybe like four times. But I was about to get like four times, but my assistant principal was a super dope supporter. So I didn't, but I probably should have. And then one high school. So like four, pretty much.
God damn, dude.
Yeah.
All right. And then, so this is a different school district. So Cerritos to Monterey Park.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
And so he was just so disappointed in me. And I was like, fuck, man, I'm a fucking loser. I can't believe it. Because no one likes their parents being sad, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, dude, why am I such a fuck up? But of course, like when you're like 15, 16, you have your 15, 16 legend. I'm like, man, that fool fucked with me. Of course I'm going to kick his ass. So that's my logic when I probably should have been.
I was looking at you because I'm like, I didn't have that logic at 15 to 16.
You didn't?
No, because I knew my own faults.
Okay, let me put you in this situation.
Yeah, put me in it.
So at that time, I went to Mark Keppel. This doesn't really exist anymore, Asian gangs, but it was heavily Asian gang infested, especially in the SGV 626 area.
Yeah, so you have a lot to prove.
There's a lot to prove, and it's just like a jail yard, like testosterone super high.
I mean, I grew up in the same environment that you did. Like, I was at schools when all these riots, but we had Asian and, same shit, Asian and Mexican.
Yeah, Mark Keppel's Asian and Mexican.
Like, we had so many school, like, there were so many fights where it was like, they all like ganged up on each other. A teacher got hit with a trash can.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But I never, like, I felt the hostility, but I'm not part of that. Like, I think, I'm like, what's the fucking point? This is so stupid.
I think girls are they're a
notch
little bit
smarter.
A little bit distant away.
Oh.
Possibly smarter, possibly more emotionally mature too. But girls, I think, are more catty and they fight the emotional fight rather than the physical fight.
I see. Well, and I also grew up in the hood where like gunshots were happening like every other night.
Yeah.
So for me, this was so pointless. Because I'm like, what?
Just shoot someone. Is that what you mean by pointless?
I wasn't saying just shoot someone. I was just like, what the fuck could you be possibly fighting about? Because for me and my fucking adolescent head, I was just like, okay, gang fights happen between adults. Because you have to be like an adult outside of high school. This is how sheltered I was. You have to be old enough to like drive, have a job to buy these things. I didn't even realize people were selling this shit. So high school kids were just like posers.
Let me put you in the situation I was in, and okay. You tell me how you think you would have reacted at 15, 16.
Okay.
Imagine you got kicked out of a bunch of high schools already.
Okay.
Now you go into this new school. At this new school, there's hella cliques, hella gangs, and you can already tell people are clicked up.
Okay.
You're a loner. You don't have any friends. So during PE, you're just chilling by yourself. So you're like, fuck it, mind my own business. You grab a basketball. I'll just shoot by myself. We have 45 minutes to kill. You're shooting the basketball, ball rolls away from you, another girl comes pick up the ball, and then you go, oh, sorry, that was mine. Can I have my ball back? They look you square in the eye and throw the ball away.
The girl did that?
In your scenario.
Oh, okay.
A girl took your ball, threw it away. What do you do now?
Okay, fine. I give it to you. I'd be like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, why are you being so mean? Like, you don't even know me.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker took the ball, threw it across the gym.
Yeah.
And I mean, the testosterone's high. Like there's gangs and shit. Like, everyone's trying to like puff their chest out.
Yeah.
Especially on the new guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, they think you're a bitch too. Cause they're like, let's see what this fucker's made.
Maybe. So he throws the ball and then I'm like, hey man, I'm playing with that ball. Can I have the ball back? And he goes, fuck you.
Wow.
And I'm like, this guy wants some shit. And then I'm like, so now I walk closer to him where I'm like face to face. And I'm like, hey, can I get my ball back, please? And then
you're so nice.
And then he goes, he's like, fuck you again, pretty much.
Doesn't he know anything else?
No, not really. Well, apparently he does.
Okay.
And then so I was like, hey, I'm gonna count to three and I better have my ball back. And I was like, one, two. And he just stood there. And then so I was like, there's no point in counting to three. So I just popped him in the face. So I pop him in the face. I clock him on the side of the eye. He falls on the ground and he runs off.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he runs off.
He tried to act so tough. You pop in the face and he runs?
Yeah, he runs off.
And he tells the teacher?
Yes.
No.
He tells the teacher. And we have this teacher at the time.
Oh my God.
She imagined a girl, a white older lady with, we call her Rambo. But imagine a white older lady with like...
What are the chances, right? You're like, Rambo? I love Rambo.
With George Lopez hair.
George Lopez hair. George yeah. Lopez. Okay. So she, it's kind of like a... Got it.
Yeah. So in our day and age, it's not appropriate now.
It's like a butch.
I was going to say dyke, but like that kind of look.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, which is not okay
we
to
don't
say
even
now.
We don't even have that look anymore, do we?
Yeah, because now we actually understand. And yeah. There is no look for that.
Right.
But she looks super butch.
Yeah.
Her and the other PE teacher, they come because like just in case like guys get rowdy.
Was she a PE teacher?
No, she was the security guard. Because
that's the PE teacher haircut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's a security guard. She brings the male weight
and
training.
And a security guard.
Yeah, she brings the male weight training teacher just in case.
You guys had a weight training teacher?
Yeah,
that's
I think so.
That's tight. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, Mr. Baldwin, Coach Baldwin, he taught like seven different subjects because I think they're low on funding.
Oh, got it.
So he might have been the assistant principal. Who knows?
Okay, got it.
But Coach Baldwin was super cool. Everyone calls him Coach, even though he didn't really coach a sport. Him and Rambo come take me to the office. And, you know, for me, like I've always tried to be like a righteous person. So they're like, so did you guys get in a fight? Oh, and I told them my story. And then they asked me if the other person should be suspended. And then I actually just said no. I was like, technically he didn't hit me. So I got suspended.
Wow. Okay.
And that was my story.
Okay. Yep. Okay. So then you went to multiple school districts. Yeah. Why all of a sudden were they going into this military school or boarding school?
So during that year at Mark Keppel, that kind of set the tone for the year. Got into super raving, drugs, didn't come home for like days at a time. And I wasn't like getting into trouble. I wasn't being handcuffed or anything like that. But I was going nowhere. So my mom's like, hey, you lived with me up to when you're 15 in Cerritos. Now you lived with your dad in El Monte for a year.
And you're just getting worse.
And there's no, well, there's, I'm not really getting kicked out of school, but there's also no like trajectory to success. So she's like, how about going to military school? Maybe they'll shape you up, some discipline, that kind of stuff.
Wow. That's very, very proactive of your mom.
My mom's very proactive. Yeah. So I was like, let's do it. Like, I know I need a change. I know I'm stupid.
Were you really stupid though?
I mean, stupid in terms of like not taking advantage of my attributes.
Yeah. Cause you were telling me from what I remember about your SAT scores and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I killed it on like SATs and stuff. So I'm not dumb, like academically.
What is killed it at though? Give me some numbers.
So I took so there's SAT 1, SAT 2. I took the SAT 2 a bunch of the subject tests because my mom's an Asian tiger mom, and she knew that with the low GPA, there's no success. There's no way I'm gonna get into a good college. So she's like, at least have high test scores. And when it's accelerated learning like that, I just do better. Like I can cram like biology in a month.
Yeah.
And so I pretty much got high 700s out of 800 in
bio. God damn. Yeah, that's really good. You're really not dumb.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And like biology, math, Mandarin, writing, a couple other subjects, I think. And so that was that. Like, so I know I'm not dumb. I know I did really good, but I just wasn't applying myself. And I'm like, I think maybe this discipline or this structure is what I needed.
Yeah, that makes sense. As a mom, I'm all like, as a mom. No, but looking at it from your mom's perspective, I can see why she chose that now. Because it's like, he's not an idiot. He's just troubled. But there's this color called ultraviolet, and I don't know how to see this color.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to talk to him. I'm just going to look for a structure, basically like a prison.
Yeah. I don't know how to take my son to lunch and talk to him heart to heart. I only know how to take him out to lunch and lecture the fuck out of him.
Yeah. So then she's like, I found this prison. That's not a prison. So they're going to teach him how to follow a schedule. They're going to basically babysit my son.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. So now at what point are you like, okay, I see my peers talking about SATs. They're applying to colleges now. They're talking about what they want to be in the future. They're now structuring their learning and their extracurricular activities so that it facilitates whatever it is that they're going to do in life, right?
Yeah.
But for you, because you're raving and you're slanging and you're in gangs or whatever, you're not having that I guess conversation happening in your head.
Yeah.
So is that at the point where you're like, oh, military, that's what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Kind of. So I went to the military school that my mom looked up. And when I got there, it was like the worst case scenario. Like, it was a place where all the fucked up kids got sent to. So everyone that was there got kicked out of another school. So there's a lot of chest puffing, it felt like jail. You know, like there's like the Asian gangs would click up, the black gangs would click up, the Latino gangs would click up. And then so I ended up starting a drug ring there with my friend. And so we used to slang ecstasy. And then me and like 12 other guys that was involved in the whole like drug distribution, we all got
10 other guys. You were in charge of 10 other guys.
I wasn't in charge. So there was a guy named Peter. He's been there for a while, and he was kind of like the low key like dialo of the place.
What's dialo mean again?
Kind of like big brother, like head of the gang.
Oh, okay.
But for me going there, I think people just liked me, and I got along with people because I was just down for shit. So I moved up pretty fast, and me and him got close pretty fast while I was there. And okay. So because of that, I was able to, I guess, like reignite his interest for the drug selling.
Oh, that. Wow. You inspired him.
I think so. So we started selling drugs. And then us 12, we all got kicked out of that school.
This is a military school.
Yeah. So I didn't even last a semester there.
Okay, wait. So then when were you like, military now is real? if it wasn't at that point.
So it's not that at that point. I went there and I learned about Army traditions because it's an Army based school.
Yeah, what's an Army tradition? Give me.
So Army, it's just Army ranks and like I forgot what the Army core values were, but you just like for the Marine Corps, it's honor, courage, commitment. It's like that kind of stuff. So you just learn about these mumbo jumbo of the Army, and I kind of like the Army. It's kind of cool. It's like the most general military. I got kicked out of that school. I come back to Marquette Bowl, and
wait, why did they accept you? If you got expelled,
because it's public school.
So you can get expelled and go back to the same school?
I got kicked out of Army and Navy Academy, and Mark Keppel took me back.
So Mark Keppel didn't kick you out. They just suspended you.
No, nothing happened at Mark Keppel. It was just very lackluster.
What about the... Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I mixed that up with the fight, and then I thought you got expelled.
I was suspended.
My mistake. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so nothing happened at Mark Keppel.
Got it. Okay.
Got kicked out, came back, default school. When I came back to school... senior year now, I see a bunch of people filling out college apps.
So this is your senior year, right?
I had a junior year because of the military school. So I had one senior year.
Okay, but at this point, you should have already graduated.
Yeah, I had two junior years.
Wow.
So technically, I'm not a super senior. I was a super junior.
Okay. Have you guys had that one before?
There's,
super junior.
There's a difference, okay? 5 years in high school.
It sounds like a Korean K-pop. Oh, yeah. A K-pop junior, band. Junior. Yeah.
Yeah.
A junior.
So I came back for my senior year, and people had like, college apps, letters of recommendations, personal statements, like all that stuff. And I'm like, fuck, man, people are getting ready for the real world, to be an adult, to really go after their dreams. And I'm like, I'm here with all these fucking losers. Like,
hey, man, I was one of those losers, but not really a loser. I didn't think about my SATs. I didn't, like, people were talking about these things and I was just like, all right, dude, whatever. Like, I have to pay my own way. I know it's going to be expensive. I don't know what I want to do, so I'm not going to waste my money. And somehow I like guessed it the right way.
Were you ever idle?
Idle? Like, idle?
So I mean, this is.
I feel like all of high school is kind of idle.
Then you're a loser.
Then I was an idol.
Then you're a loser, yeah.
I actually did fail. I had a really low GPA, I think my sophomore year.
Because I don't think people are losers if they haven't found their passion yet, because that's not their fault.
Yeah.
But looking back, I think if you're idle.
I wasn't idle then.
You weren't?
No.
Do you know what idle means?
Like not like just going to school, going through the motion, maybe not even doing that good and then just going home.
Yeah.
I didn't do that. Like I stayed after school. I was in photography class and then I joined sports. Like I was trying to do different things.
That's dope. Okay. So you're not a loser.
Yeah.
I was a fucking loser.
Oh, okay.
I go home, watch like Fast and Furious like 6 times back to back out of Black Box.
Yeah.
Eat fucking root beer floats and fried chicken for like 8 hours. And then go hang out at my friend's house.
That is a loser.
Yeah. So I was idle a lot.
Yeah.
And it was me and all the idle losers.
Yeah.
And then I would see people actually doing shit, you know, ASB, that, blah, 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 blah. They got all these things that they could put on their college apps. And I was like, fuck, you know, my parents couldn't go to elementary graduation, 8th grade promotion, went to 3 high schools and they couldn't go to a single graduation. I'm like, I think I owe it to them being their only son too, like their only child, that might that much of a fuck up, you know? So, that's when I started looking into the military. I'm like, maybe if I could graduate some sort of boot camp.
But why military though? Like, how was that like your final resort? Because I've heard that a lot because I grew up in the hood, like where they're like, well, I can't afford college. I don't belong in college. And I don't know what I want to work in, because at least when I was growing up, it was like, you're going to work at a fast food place or at a supermarket or like at the mall. So for them, they were like, well, this is my last resort. Like,
yeah.
I'm only going to do it for money.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like that for you.
No. I mean, I think for me, the last resort, I think the way I was viewing it, like you have college, you have seen the world, studying abroad, like internships. To me, like the military, if the route that I went, like the enlisted, I feel like that was a little bit lower than that. I think if I was like, you know what, I'll work the supermarket and I'm happy with that, I think that would have been, I gave up on life.
Oh, damn.
Like,
well, I get it.
Because I think to me, it's like, if this is your attributes and your potential,
yeah,
and you're like, I'm not going to use any of this. I'm just going to use this 1% of my body or my mind to do things. Then you gave up on life.
Yeah. And you also had parents that talked to you about college and like they prepped you for it. So you knew that Harvard exists. You knew all these things. Like all of my neighbors, they were all on welfare. And like if you even mentioned the word college, it was just like, oh shit, so now you think you're better than us?
Yeah.
Type of thing. Or like, oh damn, you're like one of those smart people, huh? Like it was really bad. Yes, I can see for you why going the other route is kind of like Lolo.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So you were doing it out of honor to your parents to try to give them something.
And for me too. You know, like I gotta prove to myself that I could do something. So like I'm like, I gotta accomplish something. Like the worst case scenario that would have happened is if I go to boot camp and I drop out of it.
Yeah.
I would have been like I'm a fucking certified loser.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I gotta do something for myself, for my future, for myself now, for my confidence now, for my future, like success, and also for my parents. And so I was like, okay, military is the way to go. And I just always knew I was going to go to college. Like, that was not in question. But I just wanted to
do something. Because you're not an idiot. Like, you're a smart guy. So you were like, well, I got these SATs must mean something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Or the SAT scores, sorry.
Yeah. So I at that time, I thought I was going to join the Army. Yeah. I went to the Army recruiting station, talked to them a little bit. And they just didn't have that alpha male presence that I wanted. It was just more used car salesman. You want to see the world? You want to do this? And then I'm trying to be my friend. And I'm like, what the fuck?
That's cheesy,
dude. I'm like, dude, I'm looking for that. This guy wears a suit and he's a fucking killer at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm like, where can I get that?
You're a psychopath.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Oh. And then,
no, you're a very unique person in that way. And then, I'm sure a lot of people can relate.
So I heard about the Marines. I don't really know too much about them. I just know that they're like, it just sounds like they're in the water because Marine, you know, I'm like, what is that? I don't really know what it is. I just know that at school, when the recruiters come, I'm like, the Marines got the dopest outfits.
Do they? I always thought the Army guys had
the dress clean. Blues look fucking clean.
Okay.
Yeah, the dress blues look fucking sick. So.
Oh, so they have to go. Oh, I don't know why I was thinking their combat gear, but they wouldn't. Why would they go in the combat gear?
Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
The Army does. The Marines aren't allowed to wear combat gear outside of actual field.
Okay.
So I go to the Marine recruiting station. I knock on the door. No one was there. I'm like, what the fuck? Are they? They're open, right? And then this guy crawls out underneath, I think like a 6 foot, like 200 pound, like thick dude comes out of the underneath the desk with the sleeping bag.
Fuck.
Like, it's like, oh shit, is someone looking for something?
And then he said
something like that. I don't remember.
What the fuck?
But I just knew that I'm like, this guy's an alpha male. I like this. This guy doesn't give a fuck. So I'm like,
I would never think that. I think this guy is fucking irresponsible. He's not ready to work. What the fuck?
Well, for me, because I just came from the Army, like anyone that like puts up a front, sharp, look at my tie.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Like, I just felt like this is so fucking fake. Like, who can't put on a suit and look good?
Yeah.
Right? But who's actually down to fucking bite some rusty screws?
Okay.
That's what I was looking for. Like, it's easy to find someone to put on a suit.
Yeah.
But someone that's going to get their hands dirty.
Yeah. It's a unique type of person.
Yeah. So I'm like, this guy, he's sleeping on the fucking floor.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope.
Okay. So besides that, what was part of the pitch that you were like, I'm in, baby?
So he told me about the Marine Corps and they told me that they're a completely combative force.
And the Army didn't say that.
Well, the Army, they cover so many things, right? Like Army, they have... there's everything from like photography to there's like, it's a huge gamut that they have in the Army. They even have their own medical field. They have everything. Marine Corps is so combat oriented. Yeah, they have like other jobs, but it's so combat oriented that they don't even have their own medical personnel. They rely on the Navy for medical personnel. So that's how combat oriented they are. And they're the first in. So they're called the President's Own, which means in order for America to declare war on people, they have to get Congress approval, right? Like the America president can't be a dictator. Let's invade whatever, right?
That's the checks and balance part of it.
Except for the Marine Corps. The president can send the Marine Corps anywhere. That's why they're called the President's Own. So if they want to go, I'm going to fucking attack this place. Marines, go over there. And then they can work on, hey, Congress, so should we send the Army there? While the Marines are already there fucking shit up.
Why is it that they can send the Army guys? I mean, the Marine guys. Sorry.
I don't know.
You make Marines sound so sexy, by the way.
Do I?
Obviously, that's why we're married, because I think I have a couple screws loose in my brain. But like the way you describe being a Marine, I'm like, fuck, man, I should have been a Marine.
No, Marines are fucking dope.
Okay, give me.
But I'm not going to shit on the other ones, because later on I found out a bunch of other stuff that kind of made me regret some of the choices that I made in my military career.
Okay.
I wouldn't say regret, but it would have made me...
You just say regret.
Rethink it.
No. Just say regret, fine, because your ass is always talking about it.
Fine.
And you're always like, man, I should have done this. I should have done that. And then I'm like, because Paul Bear and I, we really do try to connect as a couple. So we really try to talk about any type of flaws that we have. So like we really try to talk about things that we regret. And both of us are people that luckily we look at things on the bright side, so we don't really look at too many failures, right? Like if there is a failure, we don't consider it an L or a lose. We just think of it as like, okay, this was a really cool learning experience. Now I'm better, stronger for the next decision that I'm going to make. But one of the things that he's always like, fuck, man, I wish I could turn back the clocks of time on this decision is always, always, always his military, what is it? Life.
Choices.
Or choices.
Career yeah. choices.
Career.
Military career choices.
Okay, so.
My MCCs.
So for all our viewers and listeners right now, let's give me all the pros and cons for what you know, which is the Marines.
Okay. So what I knew for the Marines is one, first ones in all the time.
President's own. And that's what told you.
That's one of the things.
Okay.
So for example, have you ever heard of Camp David?
I've never heard of anything.
Okay. Have you heard of Domino's $5 pizza?
Oh, shit. They're $5?
No, I'm just kidding. I just made that up. So Camp David is a special place. It's a remote island that the president goes to.
Oh, yes. I've heard of it.
When he needs to take a break from the White House.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's
extremely secure.
Yeah.
Guess who secures that place?
The Navy. Just kidding. The Marines.
The Marines, of course, because they're the president's own. So, yeah.
So you guys are his bitches. I'm just kidding.
Yep. So the president
no
of the
Marines. No disrespect.
The president
that was
of the
very
Marine,
disrespectful.
The president of the Marine Corps are like this.
Okay.
And Marine Corps are the first one in, extremely combative force. Marines are one of the only branches that have everything.
What does that mean?
So they have air. They have their own fighter pilots. They get carried by Marine pilots. If Army needs to go somewhere.
They get carried by Marine pilots?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if Army needs to go somewhere, they're going to, hey, Air Force, can you help me?
How come you got
to
give them soft voices?
I don't know. They're going to be like, hey, Air Force, can you help me?
Okay.
So they have to rely on Air Force pilots. They do have their own pilots, but for a large scale things, Army needs to require the Air Force.
Okay.
Marines have air, land, and sea covered. Like all completely self-contained. Anything I need to do on a ship, I take care of that shit. If I need to jump from the sky, I got my own planes. On the ground, we're the first ones in. That's everything about the Marine Corps.
Okay.
Marine Corps has the longest boot camp.
How long?
It's 14 weeks. Army and Navy, I believe.
14 weeks is how many? 3 months.
3.5 months.
Okay.
Army and Navy are only 8 weeks.
Okay.
And on top of that, where in the Army you learn about like war and whatever, that kind of training, that's already included in boot camp. Marine Corps is so combat oriented that you learn very basics of that. You actually go to another school after that. So you do
after that being after boot camp.
After boot camp. So okay. It's 14 weeks of boot camp. Then you either go to SOI, which is School of Infantry, which is another 8 weeks, or you go to MCT, which is 3 weeks, which is Marine Combat Training, and then you go to your job. For all the other branches like Army, you go to 8 week boot camp and you go straight to your job.
Okay, so you're talking about this job thing. So when you apply, are you applying? Do you apply to be a Marine or you just join? Do you like take anyone?
You got to take a test. And then you got to take a physical test and this thing called the ASVAB. ASVAB is kind of like the SATs for being in the military.
And is it really hard?
Honestly, no.
I would imagine so.
I think if you fail, you're a fucking tool.
Okay. Okay. So now the physical test, that's where you can't be flat-footed or you can't have...
Well, that's the medical assessment.
Oh, okay.
So you there's this place called MEPS, which is like this recruiting center and they have hospitals and they do your hearing test to see if you're blind or not, that kind of stuff, that flat-footed stuff. That's all in another building.
So if you don't pass that, then that means they kick you out?
Yeah. They're like, oh, okay, you medically, like let's say you got like, I don't know if this is even a medical discharge, but like let's say you have 17 toes. Well, I'm sorry, you don't fit in military boots.
Okay.
So
got
it. So there's that. The actual physical fitness test, you got to run, pull ups, sit ups, that kind of stuff.
Okay. But that's pretty basic, I assume.
It's pretty basic. Yeah.
Okay. So then you apply, I guess I'll use the word loosely, but you apply to become a Marine.
Yeah.
And then what's this job thing? So as you're applying, you look at like all the jobs that are there and then you pick a job or they pick a job for you?
Yeah. So this is the part where it wasn't thoroughly explained. Mm. So what happens is they do give you a list of jobs, but what they don't tell you are that these are the quotas that they're trying to hit too.
Oh.
So they're like, okay,
so
we
they're,
got.
They're making certain things sound better because there's like a lack, right? Yeah. If they're like, oh, these are all this, I don't know if this, obviously this is not a thing in there, but these are all like the sewing people.
Yeah.
We only have 10 when we really need like 50.
Yeah. But it also makes sense on their end. So I'm not trying to blame the recruiters,
yeah,
but I'll tell you my experience and I'll tell you how I wish it would have been.
Okay, gotcha.
So my experience, it's kind of like this. I go into the recruiting office, hey, I want to be a Marine. And this goes for any other Air Force, Coast Guard, whatever. You go, hey, I want to be this. And then they go, oh, tell me about what career goals you have. As an 18-year-old, you don't really have any career goals.
Yeah, you don't even know what's out there.
And everything you say is bullshit, right? So I go, oh, yeah, you know, I want
to see the textbook answers.
Yeah, like, I want to go to college. I want to do this. I want to do that.
Textbook.
So because of that, just like a used car salesman, it's kind of like, oh, so what do you need out of your car? And they're like, oh, you know, my family. And they go, ooh, in their mind, they're like, minivan, boom. I can make a minivan sell. So it's kind of like that. So I'm like, oh, I want to do college, whatever. And like, oh, so if you want to go college, that means for your job schooling, you don't want to spend that much time away from your college, do you? I'm like, oh, you know what? You're right. I don't want to. And they go, okay, cool. So they already have this list of jobs, which is not their fault because that's what the Marine Corps needs. They're having a shortage of these positions. So they present you these jobs first. And then they go, oh, you know, this school, it's only 5 weeks long. This school, only 2 weeks long. This school, only whatever, right? So me being a naive 18-year-old, it fits into my career goals, even though my career goals are nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, psh.
And who's there to even tell you anything else?
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's only 5 weeks long. So that's how I end up doing supply administration.
Yeah. What is that?
So supply administration is pretty much like warehouse and inventory management
of
like all the gear in the Marine Corps. So for me at that time, I thought I was going to be a doctor. So I was like, okay, if I'm gonna try to get into UCLA, I want to be a doctor. Boot camp is already 14 weeks long. MCT is another 3 weeks long. I'm not trying to spend another 6 months going to getting a job that I'm never going to use.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, and what's attached to the jobs is your shipping date. So some jobs might be like, okay, you're going to ship out in 6 months. Some are going to ship out tomorrow. It all depends. And so for mine, since I was going to graduate in June, I didn't want to wait another year before I shipped out to boot camp. So that's when mine was in August.
Okay.
So it was like, okay, 2 months after you graduate, boom, you're out. I'm like, cool. 5 weeks. That's cool. And so I was like, so it was pretty much sold to me that way. What I wish would have happened is the other way around. Let's say they're like, hey, I'm the Air Force, I'm the Coast Guard, I'm whatever. And maybe they can give me a PDF presentation or PowerPoint presentation or even a, like short movie, all the general areas that they cover, special operations, data, band, whatever. And then I can look at it and kind of get the full scope, like full menu before you tell me what today's special is.
Mm.
And then I can kind of go, hey, you know what? I was really focused on going to medical school, but now that kind of piques my interest.
Mm.
And I would have chose things differently versus here's already, oh, okay, so the Marine Corps needs these guys, these guys, these guys. And then here, choose something out of here.
Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. So do you know anything about the other branches? Very basic stuff?
I know basic stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, I know basic stuff.
Give me something basic with the Army.
So the Army, they're more of a, aside from the elite, and every force has an elite.
Okay. But we'll get to that in a bit.
Yeah, aside from the elite, they're mainly an occupying force. So
what does that mean?
So once, like the Marine, in terms of war, in terms of the theater of war, when the Marines
Did you say the theater of war?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
What is it? Why is it a theater?
I think just because there's so many moving parts. So like let's say if there's a world war, if there's a world war going on, one on the West Coast, one's on, those would be two completely different theaters and they're strategized differently.
That's wild that it's called a theater, because a theater usually is like a happy thing. Like you're putting together a happy show. Anyway.
No, this is a very sad show.
Okay.
So, what were we saying? Oh yeah.
The Army.
So in war, Marines go in, fuck shit up. Then once they are able to advance,
they come out.
The Army comes, occupies that space. Marines move forward, Army occupies. Marines go forward, Army occupies. Yeah, they have their own infantry and they have their own missions. But generally speaking, that's kind of how things work.
Okay. Okay, cool. And then what does the Navy do?
Navy, they is just what the name suggests.
They just stay on the water.
They stay on the water and they either launch bombs from the water. They take care of most of the sea space. And they have the best pilots in the world are in the Navy.
Why are they the best?
The jets, they got to take off from an aircraft carrier. So,
Top Gun.
Yeah, just like
Top Gun. There we go.
So like, let's say some shit happens in Hawaii, for example, right? It's going to be a long ass fucking time if the jet has to take off from LA. So they already have aircraft carriers in position all over the world. Shit really needs to pop off. boom, jets are in the air. They're probably, I think.
Wow, you're making this sound so fun.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the American military force can be anywhere in the world in less than 30 minutes.
Holy shit.
We fucking own, like, if this is the world, we fucking tax the shit out of the fucking world.
That's pretty sexy, dude.
Yeah.
That's really sexy.
I mean, people complain about the billions of dollars we spend on the military.
But 30 minutes or trillions, actually. Yeah, it is trillions.
But 30 minutes, and I might even gamble to say it's actually 20 minutes.
Oh, shit. Well, because there's bases everywhere, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And comms work fast.
And what?
Comms, like communication.
Oh.
Let's say you got some Green Beret Navy SEAL motherfucker in some fucking jungle taking out some motherfucker that's crazy. He's fucking ambushed. And if he wants to, and he could, he gets radio, boom, chain of command, boom, 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 president, okay, boom, comes back down, jets there, boom, assassinate the entire place.
Yeah.
It's like the way that they can communicate, way better than Verizon, I'll tell you that much.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's crazy.
So then that's the Navy. They just stay on the water and protect the waters. And then you have, okay, Marine, Navy, Army, Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, yeah.
That sounds like the Navy to me again.
Yeah. So what's different is the Coast Guard is probably one of the least informed to the public. But what they do, they're in charge of keeping people... they're protecting our coasts and our waters from people coming in. Navy is kind of on the offense. Like that's why there's naval bases in Japan or in Germany and stuff like that.
Why wouldn't Navy do both, like offense and defense?
I think Coast Guard is so much more closer to our ports, like, you know, like the ports and stuff and like human trafficking.
They just sound like security guards.
Kind of.
They sound like policemen.
Kind of. It is kind of like a blend of both because they have their own missions.
Oh, shit.
So, like,
I don't know why I never think of them, like, in the branch of anything.
Because they don't sound like...
Badass?
Army. Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. You know, they are badass because they still also have their own special ops.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like, they say some of the best helicopter pilots, helicopter snipers are in the Coast Guard.
Oh, shit. All right. I don't mean any disrespect with my comments. I'm just very ignorant to this. So, it's just me working this shit out in my head.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every military branch, instead of thinking it, and this is where I was wrong too, you think of it based off the stereotype.
Yeah.
But it's actually, they're all mission based.
Yeah.
So for example, the Air Force, people think, oh, they're like geeky little guys.
Oh yeah, I forgot about the Air Force.
But they're very tech.
I don't think anyone that has the license to kill, I'll never think of them as geeky.
Well, that's really cool of you, but...
Because they all kill.
But intermilitary beef?
Oh, I'm sure.
There's a lot of rivalry.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah, and so like the Air Force, they fly into space. They're on the verge
of like... They fly into space? Yeah. What the fuck are they doing in space?
That's what I'm saying. So everyone is mission-based. Okay. Because of their mission, they have their own specialties and stuff.
Okay, and then the Air Force, because I don't want to skip them at all. My cousin was in the Air Force.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my Uncle Art's son.
Oh,
yeah, he's in the Air Force.
Cool.
Oh, and my other cousin, he's in the Navy.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't even realize.
Yeah. They're the Air Force. If you want to work with the highest tech, like space and like IT, that kind of stuff, that's where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they obviously protect the air.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why they're in space now, because they're like fighting up, and they're trying to control airspace. And then now it's all the way up in terms of like satellite defense. You know, like we got a satellite.
Oh, because they're like trying to spy and like tap into it?
That's high level information. I don't know. But I think just from a layman's terms, if Russia wants to fuck with US, instead of just roasting people, they could probably just take out all the US satellites, right? And then we lose all communication.
Are they getting cahoots with fucking Facebook? Anyway.
They could do that too. But then the Air Force is up there like, hey, we're going to protect the fucking satellites.
That is
wild.
That is cool. I had no idea that anything was happening in space.
Yeah.
Damn, the more you know, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we've covered the basics of the branches.
Yeah.
Okay. Now let's move into what you've recently been learning, where all your regrets are happening. Yeah, you're very regretful with that. And you're not even a regretful person.
Yeah. So I think like 2 or 3 years ago, I started coming into contact with... shout outs to a friend named Matt Vincent and also just social media connecting with people. But I've come across a lot of special operations dudes, Navy SEALs.
Oh, this just sounds so badass.
Marine Raiders, yeah. Force Recon, Army. So just across the board.
I don't know what any of these names are, by the way.
So a Green Berets is the...
Army.
Army, yep.
Yes.
And they're called Green Berets. They're actually the Special Forces, SF. But because their beret is green, they're just known as the Green Berets.
That sounds badass.
Yeah.
Anything named Special Forces, I'm like, oh, that's fucking badass.
The Special Forces is unique to the Army.
Oh.
That's it. Army Special Forces, that's the only Special
Force. I thought every single branch had their version of a Special Force.
Well, they have a Special Operational Force.
Oh.
But Special Forces.
Why is it called Special Forces just for them?
It could be just according to date when they were created.
Okay.
So the Army Special Forces, I think they were created like early 1900s. So they just took that name. The SEALs probably came later and then whatever came
later. Okay, keep going. What are the other ones?
So Army, the Special Forces, also known as Green Berets.
Okay.
And also in the Army are the Army Rangers. And the specific Army Rangers, I believe, are the 75th Regiment.
Okay. What's the difference between the two? Very basically. So very basically,
The 75th Rangers, they're in an airborne light infantry unit. So how it was explained to me is like, let's say, for example, you know, when they're orchestrating how to take out Osama bin Laden.
Yes.
SEAL Team 6, which is the highest level of SEAL Team.
I've heard of them.
They're the ones that were training like 6 months at a time of how to raid the building. Just like basketball and football, they run these
running plays. Yeah.
They could do this blindfolded and take out that building. But because all the information that they retrieve where Osama is from their own reconnaissance, sometimes it's faulty intelligence. So that's when the Rangers would come in. And the Rangers, they probably secure, so that's Osama's in building one. Rangers will probably secure the entire airspace of building 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So all of that perimeter is already secured. Osama, if he wants to leave in a helicopter, good luck. And on a count of three, all the Rangers are also raiding all the other buildings at once case there's faulty information and Osama is in building 3 instead of building 1. Wild. Yeah. So they get a lot of special ops experience and they're a light infantry. I think they have to mobilize. They can mobilize within 18 to 24 hours.
Are these the guys that have like fake passports and names and identities?
So that stuff can't really talk about, but those guys.
So you've heard.
What I've heard. Those guys are called tier 1.
On the internet.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys are called tier 1 operators. The tier 1 operators, there's tier 1 operators in Special Forces and Navy SEALs and also Marine Corps Raiders. And these guys, they're the ones that have fake passports sometimes, fake aliases, and they have to go into other countries to do very naughty things to those people.
Oh, damn. Okay. So then is there anything else?
So that's the main army that I know.
Okay.
In the Navy, world famous SEALs.
Yep.
They call it the...
Every time I hear SEALs, I just think of the animal. Yeah, in like combative gear.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's
cute, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so SEALs are...
But they're fucking badass.
Yeah, they are. They're fucking badass. All the other branches, they kind of make fun of them. They call them America's worst kept secret.
Why?
Because if they're so elite, why do we know everything about them?
Oh, okay. Well, right. Because they're so fucking badass that everyone wants to be like them.
True.
So it's like a 007. Like, who doesn't want to be 007?
Yeah, yeah. So the SEAL teams, how it's broken down is all the even numbers, what I believe you can correct, everything is could be wrong. But SEAL teams, all the even numbers are on the East Coast. All the
What is
odd
the even numbers? What does that mean?
Like SEAL Team 6, SEAL Team 4, SEAL Team 2.
Oh, okay.
Those are on the East Coast.
Okay.
All the odd numbers are on the West Coast. SEAL Team 5, SEAL Team 3. But SEAL Team 6, also known as DevGru, which is Development Group, they're considered the most elite. So they're all the top of the SEAL teams. They send the best to be in SEAL Team 6.
This is just melting my brain because I'm like, why not send them to SEAL Team Group 1?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know why.
Why 6? Okay, whatever. I'm sure there's an explanation.
So that's their force. In the Marine Corps, there's two. One's called Force Reconnaissance.
That sounds fucking bad.
So they're badass. And then
Recognizance?
Reconnaissance.
Oh, what does that mean?
Like, kind of like gathering intelligence.
Okay.
So there's Force Reconnaissance. And then the new one, which is MARSOC Raiders. MARSOC, which is Marine Special
Raiders,
Operations.
You know the Mexicans love any type of
Raiders. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm in it.
So Raiders are super dope. So those are those two.
Yeah.
And they all have their own different missions. So at a lot of times at the highest level, have you heard of the term SOCOM? There's like a video game based off of it.
Nope.
So, or like JSOC. JSOC is a Joint Special Operations Committee or Command. So have you heard of Black Hawk Down?
I have. Okay. I've watched the movie.
So that was like a mistake that was made back in the day where all the special ops students, they're all kind of doing their own stuff.
But they don't communicate.
Yeah, and they got into each other's way. So now they have one head person.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you guys doing? What are we doing? Because we all have different missions.
Yeah.
Okay, how can we work together or not get in each other's way?
Yeah.
So now there's that. And then so Marines, there's Raiders and also the Force Reconnaissance.
Okay.
And the Air Force, this is what most people don't know. There's actually more special ops in the Air Force than any other branch.
Why?
I think there's like, everyone thinks Air Force is pussies, but they're not. I think they got like 10 of them or some shit.
What the fuck? Why do we need, what's going on up fucking in space? Like, what's going on?
So there's even a special ops weatherman. Did you know that?
No.
So they, so like.
I don't know anything.
Okay. So there's this weatherman, which is fucking crazy. So like, when he, like, let's say when I take out Osama, right?
Yeah.
Obviously, he has his own fucking tech and shit, right? So you're not going to be flying a regular jet and not alert his people. People are going to either tell him or he has radars. Like, he can sense all that stuff, right? So the jet that you're flying or the helicopter or whatever aircraft that you fly, you have to either go below the radar or you have to fly in a very specific frequency or whatever to avoid detection, right?
Yeah.
So how do they do that?
Why wouldn't they just detect all of the frequencies?
Because you can't. It's impossible.
Okay.
And there's just so much that goes into it. And this is where I'm going to explain this. There's Air Force, there's the special, their special ops weather person. That fool jumps out of a plane, right? He's fucking flying, floating. And then he comes on the ground. This, I forgot what his
he actual. He comes on the ground?
Yeah. He busts nuts to make his mark.
Why is he busting nuts?
No. So he comes on the ground. And he takes.
He lands on the ground.
He lands on the ground.
Okay.
He takes like, he takes wind. He takes, without being detected, of course, by enemy forces. He takes the wind, the humidity, like the viscosity, like everything. The viscosity. Yeah, the viscosity of his cum. He fucking taste it. No, but he has to pretty much take all that information and give it to the special ops pilots so they know.
I like how he just like crumpled up his paper and threw it over his shoulder. He fucking
writes it on a napkin. Origami folds it.
Yeah, throws it over his shoulder.
Puts it in.
Yeah.
Buttons it and he gives or he fucking just slides into the DMs of like the Navy SEALs.
I hope that's the, I hope it's the latter because the paper origami one is fucking that's they're doing it wrong.
No, he goes on the Navy SEALs Instagram and then he DMs them and he likes a couple of their pictures.
Yeah, just so that he can mask it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he sends
that
to them.
So he's on the Finsta, not on the Insta.
On the Finsta, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So he sends it to them so that they know exactly how to fly and what to prepare for. So that they can go undetected or if there's going to be a wind or a sandstorm or a rainstorm, like all that stuff.
What was the name of that rave song you used to like?
Sandstorm?
Yeah.
How does by that Darude?
Go? Yeah.
That's what they're actually listening to.
Shut the fuck up.
No, you know when he's wearing the helmets? And then
are
like
you fucking with me?
No, with their ear
protection.
You're
fucking with me because I said I don't know anything.
No, he's sitting there and then like those special ops are like.
So they just have amp up music.
Yeah. And he's like writing it down and DMing.
You fucking liar.
Just kidding. No, so so the Air Force, they have all those.
Yeah.
But the one that the Air Force is the most known for is their PJs, their pararescue men. Not pajamas. They're not known for their pajamas.
I'm like, are you fucking with me again?
No, they're not known for their pajamas. And these guys are fucking badass. Almost every single like fire team, which is like an organization of a specific team to accomplish a mission. There's like a machine gunner, a comm guy, a medical guy, whatever. They have this pararescue man. And think of a Rambo and a field doctor fucked and had a baby that took steroids.
Whoa, that is fucking insane.
So when they're out there, they're fucking engaging and blasting motherfuckers.
They're what you want to be.
Yeah.
That's
and,
you.
And like, let's say a Navy SEAL, boom, 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 he fucking gets hit. Maybe arm cuts off. This fool has to go boom, 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 fucking sew shit up.
He's going to burn he has to burn the knife first and then take it out.
And then strap this guy, yank him up in a helicopter. I've seen videos of these fools where the Navy, he saved the Navy SEAL. That fool is connected to a cable. This fool is connected to a cable. They're getting pulled up by a helicopter. That fool is still going. Doo, 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 doo. Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
Okay, so that's 2 out of 10.
That's the other ones. There's so many. I don't even know.
Okay. What about the Coast Guard?
Coast Guard, I'm the least familiar with them. The least. But I do know that they do have some of the best like helicopter snipers because they're patrolling the coast.
Yeah.
So I think from a moving helicopter, they're known to be able to take out an entire engine bay of a car with one shot.
Oh, shit.
So if you got some, like let's say some Pablo Escobar shit where they're coming, they're in a helicopter, they can see that little car right there, boom, and just that car is disabled.
Damn. If we have all of these things, why is El Chapo still a threat to us, huh?
Because they're fucking good at crawling around and shit. The basics. Damn. The fucking basics of crawling around.
Fuck. We don't have anything that works underground. We don't have any branches.
And then there's the conspiracy. You want to go into conspiracies. It's like, is America in cahoots? We do have these.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Are they in cahoots so we could bring these drugs in so we could do what we want and make money and, to, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's another type of podcast.
That's another podcast that I know nothing about.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got our basics and then we've got our special
operations. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So then if you could have done it differently and if you're at this Marine Recruit Center, I'm already going in the wrong direction. I don't want to go in that direction. I'm going to bring it back.
Bring it back. Yeah.
So if you could do it all over again and for the people that want to do it and just don't even know how to do it, what's the right way now? What's
the way that I would have chosen?
You would have done it.
So what I would have done is, instead of jumping the gun so fast and going, oh, that fits my life, really take my time and understand all the jobs that are available.
And how do you do that when they're offering it to you?
Maybe ask for a brochure or just asking them to like, hey, I don't want to make the wrong decision. Can you please walk me through all the different types of things that your branch has to offer and go through all the branches?
Yeah. And online. You didn't even have online.
I don't have. But even online, there's so much information that it's really hard.
Overwhelming.
Yeah. So for example, like things I don't tell you, like one thing that I really like about the Army is if you want to be like a special forces or Rangers or whatever, from the get, you can already sign that and that's in your contract that you're already on the path to doing all those things.
So they put you in the right places to end up there.
If you fail out, which I think like 70% of people fail out because it's fucking hard, that's on you.
Yeah.
But at least you already know where your career trajectory can go, which I think is fucking awesome
that
of
is
the
awesome.
Army.
Yeah.
In the Marine Corps at the time that I joined, I think they have a similar program now, but in the Marine Corps at the time that I joined, you go to boot camp and you're fucking stellar. Maybe someone goes, ooh, that's pretty dope.
And then they're placing you in that position.
And maybe they will. And then you go to another school and you kill it. And then maybe they will. And then finally, it's almost like a model being discovered in LA.
Yeah.
You know? So there's no like real way of doing it. But in the Army, there is. And Navy's too. Like in the Navy, you can sign up to be a SEAL already. If you don't make it through BUDS or Hell
I know
Week,
why the Army, I mean, the Marines didn't have that.
Why?
Because you have the fucking people fucking sleeping underneath their desks still.
Maybe. Maybe
that shit's all fucked up.
Maybe it is fucked up. Hey, but we're fucking dope.
You guys do sound dope.
We're fucking dope, though.
Yeah.
Everything, you know, everything that the Marine does is like 3 times harder than it needs to be.
Yeah, and then you guys have the shittiest equipment too, right?
Yeah, but that's the same reason why I love the Marine Corps is the same reason I fucking hate it. So
yeah.
Marine Corps boot camp is hard as fuck, right? It's way longer than it needs to be, and you're constantly being yelled at, and way more than any other boot camp. And then you're still required to maintain a good haircut, clean shave. It's like the extreme gentleman, extreme combat. Versus in the Army, the boot camp is purposely made so most people can pass. And then as you want to become a Green Beret, it gets harder and harder. Like Special Forces selection is very difficult. Ranger school is very difficult.
So then is the rate of
steps to it.
Yeah. Is the rate of dropping out higher for Army? Not to put anyone against anyone, but just to get some perspective here. Is it harder to, is the dropout rate or failure higher for Army than it is Marines?
So they call it the attrition rate. And the attrition rate is slightly higher in the Marine Corps.
Oh, because it's great. Why?
Because it's harder.
Okay.
So more people are going to drop out.
Okay.
Even though there's probably more alpha male types still, you know? So like if you just compare standards, it's like across the board, I think Air Force, their cardio is a 2-mile bike run. Army is a 2-mile run. The Marine Corps is a 3-mile run. There's push-ups on this side. Marines, it's like, obviously everyone could do push-ups. Our test is 20 pull-ups. You know, so like the Marine Corps, like everything across the board is much higher. The Army, their shooting qual is at 300 yards. Marine Corps is at 500. Like everything is just a much elevated rate. But it's also so fucking hard. I think for me, after boot camp, you kind of feel burnout a little bit. versus I can totally see how I would have excelled in the Army, because I think I would have done boot camp. It's pretty chill. I could do more. Give me more. You know, as I progress, give me more. But like, for example, at my unit, 3rd Anglico, which is an airborne unit, I actually wanted to be airborne and jump out of planes. So I took the airborne PFT. And because the air...
It's PFT?
Physical fitness okay. test. And so the airborne school is an Army school. So they send Marines there. So at the Army physical fitness test, because airborne is harder, so instead of a 2 mile like run in your sneakers, it's a 2 mile boots and utes run, which is like which is boots and your trousers. Because we're Marines, and being Marines, we're like, fuck that, we're gonna go there and fucking own them at their own school. We're not sending anybody unless they could run 4 miles boots and utes. So everything is way fucking harder. And
it's like even a dick measuring contest when no one's trying to measure against them.
It's a one-sided fight.
Yeah.
We don't, like, the Army is just like, dude, Marines are cool, man. You know, but Marines are always like, fuck you, fuck Army, you fucking pussy, suck my fucking dick. And then so like it's...
I mean, if I was in the Marines and I had to go through that and I heard that everyone else wasn't, as a coping mechanism, I'd be like, fuck you, you fucking pussies. I'm like, but inside I'm like, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, because you know who's the best?
Who?
The Army and the Navy, the Special Forces, and then Navy SEALs. They're the best of the best. And so for them, and if they're the best of the best, I think Recon and Raiders are trying to catch up, but we're operating on limited funding, so it's just hard to get up there.
Well, maybe that's just not what they need them for, where they, like, the military needs them for. They need them to go in there, clear shit out for all the other people to go in and...
Could be. I mean, there's a lot of high level discussions I don't really know about, obviously.
True. I brought it up like if I was like in one of them, like, this is probably why they're doing that. Okay.
Yeah.
So damn, that's some insightful shit.
Yeah.
And I can see why you would have these regrets, because all the other stuff sounds gnarly. But how does one who has very limited information and doesn't come from a military family, how do they know that they're even going down the right path? Because let's say that the Marines, for example, like, everything's still fucked up, people are still sleeping under their desks, and there isn't this set path of, if I want to end up at this point or this job, how do they know what steps to take in order to get there?
I highly recommend, this is the really hard part, looking up as much information about all the variety of jobs that you can look up online. Do have your own base of knowledge first. Then I would go to maybe 2 or 3 recruiting stations, and even for the same branch, and just hear out what they have to offer. So you can really get a more detailed explanation as to what's going on. And once you kind of get that information, go back online and now research even more in that specific field. So, for example, like Force Reconnaissance, which is the Marine Corps Special Ops, if I would have taken that route, it was such a myth. Like, okay, these hidden creatures of the Marine Corps. But it's out there in the open. Like, if you want to go to BRC, which is basic reconnaissance course, you got to do this and this, and then you can do this and this. And, like, all of these things I could have also signed up for, but I was just kind of blind to them, and I didn't do my side and really research it.
Yeah, well, I mean... To your credit, you also didn't want to end up there.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But if I really like researched and learned, I think something that could have added to where I wanted to go, which is to be a doctor, I could have been a combat medic in the Special Forces.
That's another thing to touch on.
Because there's another job. There's an actual job for that. Or even a combat medic as a Navy corpsman.
Yeah.
Like on a SEAL team, you know?
Yeah. Because you also lightly touched on this. Where you were saying that Army has like a lot of different jobs that you can go into. Because when I'm thinking of these branches, I'm always thinking fighting.
Yeah.
Like all the time. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners are thinking the same thing too. But there's also photographers. There's medics. What else is there?
Band. You could be a cook.
What else? Give us some more.
Literally anything you can think of in the civilian sector. There's even military
barbers?
Police. Oh, no, not barbers. Barbers, they hire out civilian contractors. But okay. Pretty much anything that you can think of.
So when you're a cook also, do you have to go through boot camp and do all that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to go through the basic training and do all that stuff?
Yeah, every branch you have to go through their boot camp first before you go to your job school.
So then everyone knows how to shoot a gun and do everything.
No, so that's where it's different.
Oh, my God.
Where Navy, you never shoot a gun in boot camp.
You never shoot a
gun. You could be a 20-year sailor and never touch a gun in your life.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But Marines, every Marine is a rifleman. So we spent the whole month shooting.
And oh, then, right, because you said the combat is like...
And every time you go to the field, you're sleeping with your rifle in your sleeping bag.
Oh, right, because this is your gun, and it's only your gun, and there's no other
they
one like it.
They don't say that mantra anymore, but pretty much.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Much,
I think I was doing Jarhead.
No, Full Metal Jacket.
Oh, okay. I thought Jarhead probably had that too.
No.
Okay, well, anything else that we should know?
Because
my civilian ass doesn't know what else to ask.
No,
you.
I think mainly really do your research and figure out your pathway and kind of map it out. And the more clear you get a whole scope of what they have to offer, and then whatever you think is out there, there's even more in between. Mm. So if you're thinking like, oh, you know what? Out of all the things I researched, I think military police is pretty dope. Well, guess what? There's dog handlers in the military police.
Oh, shit.
So if you want to be a canine trainer, you can do that. So like whatever job you think there are, there's at least double that. So really figure out what fits you and see how what fuels your passion.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of that. And
yeah.
And then see what the training is like and do a lot of back and forth. Like your own research, and don't just take one side and immediately sign your name.
Yeah. Last thing that I want to touch on, and this is because this is something that I grew up hearing, not necessarily in my household, but just in a lot of the households that I just so happen to be around or in. But they would say that you join the military because you've kind of fucked up in life. And that's just what I grew up. Is that the battery?
Oh, shit. I think it's running out of time. Yeah. It's still recording, but it's super long.
Should I just wrap it up then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think, yeah, you just said everything you needed to say. I hope you guys got a lot of insight from that. I hope that Bart's just life story and just what he's learned will definitely help you guys in your pursuit of your military career. Any other things you want to add?
If you guys have other questions, you could put in the comments below, and then maybe there might be a part two if there's that kind of interest. But I think I answered probably most of them.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, this was very insightful. Thanks for sharing. And I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you guys have any questions, you can leave them in the comments below, or you can go to our Instagram. That's Bart Kwan or Gio_Antoinette. And we both have our emails there accessible to you guys. So you guys just drop any questions that you guys might have or any topics that you guys want us to talk about. And thank you guys. This was awesome. This was a really awesome conversation. I'm glad I was able to have that with you guys and with you, the love of my life.
Thank you, Mom Potato.
I think you're a badass.
Well, thank you, Potato.
Okay. Thank you guys. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.